Good evening. Welcome, children of the stars, to another great evening of Cosmic Radio. Yes, I said the name a little differently, Cosmic Radio. That will be the name of our new show here. We will always bring you the Cosmic Code. I do want to shout out on 12-12-12, right here on the BBS at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. You can hear Dr. Tori's radio show being launched called The Cosmic Code, not to be confused with Cosmic Radio, but still some of the same information on a very conscious level. Tonight, I have three incredible guests joining me. I will be joined in just a few minutes by my guest, Sean Fisher. He is the creator of the movie Metaphysia 2012. If you have not seen this movie, I highly suggest you see this movie. I also will be joined by Chief Sony Reyna of the Lipan Apache Yaqui Carazon Nation, as he's also an Ancestral Storm Society shaman, and the Sundance Society Peace Chief, and a Vietnam veteran, and in my opinion, a true leader of the Native American way. I'm also joined this evening by Gary Raquillaboy. Gosh, I hope I pronounced that right, and he will correct me, I hope. And he is from the Yurok Nation from the Pacific Northwest. He is a ceremonial drummer, dancer, and is featured in this movie, Metaphysia 2012. I've brought these three gentlemen here this evening because our planet, people, has really lost their spiritual way. The people of Earth are in serious crisis, and I see it every day when I watch the news. I see wars, I see disease, I see children dying as casualties of war, and they're hungry. People are fighting over materialistic things. You see it on Black Friday with shopping and whatnot. This planet is in a time of great struggle. Human beings have really gone off their cosmic course. And mankind is on a suicide mission if he doesn't reconnect with nature. Because if he doesn't connect with nature, nature is going to humble man. But I do not want you to feed into any evil of an apocalyptic event taking place on 12-21-12. Being the end of the world or, the end times, we are heading into extraordinary times, and it is an incredible time to be alive. The Pisces age is dying, and I firmly believe that if we do not accept the new age of Aquarius and start to love each other, those of you out there will not survive this shift in consciousness. Without any further ado, I would like to introduce my three friends, Chief Reyna, Sean Fisher, and Gary. Good evening, gentlemen.
Yahete.
Good evening, Chief Reyna. Good evening. Welcome. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're honored. We're honored. We're happy to be alive, like Chief Reyna always says. We thank you very much for giving us this forum to share our experience with you.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Sean, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What made you decide to create this movie? Now, I know the reason, but there's people out there that do not know. I mean, did you have a spiritual enlightenment of some sort?
This movie has been a part of my life for a number of years now, so I've kind of evolved with the film. It's been a very living, transformative process for me, as the film itself documents. And when I began because I had mysterious synchronicities occurring in my life that were in synchronicity specifically with questions I had about the world and about the direction of my own life within the world and what seemed to be happening. To me at the time and even now, there seemed to be an unusual number of strange occurrences in the world, and a unique kind of polarity where you might see the extremes of all these hopeful, good things that the human race has been up to, coupled or paired against these very challenging things that we see in the world right now. And it seemed to be escalating, this polarity, these extremes of good and bad. And to me, it seemed like it was a unique time. And that began my questioning, my investigation. And once I stepped foot into the realm of filmmaking, something else happened. Something else moved me. And I can't really describe to you exactly what it was, but it was certainly not scripted, and it made the filmmaking process itself quite magical.
Wow. Now, Chief Reyna, how did you come across Sean, out of curiosity?
I just want to say a headset to all the good people listening.
Thank you, Chief.
That's a big message. And definitely the big message of all time is that we are spiritual beings in the body of an animal we call humans. And we live in a world of magic, and it's called nature. And nothing has changed in this world of magic, in this nature, except us. Somehow we've gotten away from our magic, I think, too much mind energy. But it's amazing, this film. You know, life is magic. Sometimes life doesn't seem like magic. But life is magic when we honor the laws of nature. And it's really that powerful truth. But I was connected to Sean Fisher by Dr. Louis Turi.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I did not know this. What a small world. Well, there are no accidents and only consequences. And this one was a good one, wasn't it? I love it.
Dr. Louis Turi. Now, I was talking to you earlier, how Claudine and I went and met him, and when his book flew off the wall of Borders Bookstore in Monterey, California, and it went, ended up talking to him, and the rest is history. But the Turi called me, and he said, there is an incredible guy doing a film, and it's very important that you be a part of this film. And the rest, as you see, that's what I love about Metaphysia 2012. There are no actors in this film. This is live, in-your-face, spirit, talking, walking, dancing, singing, spirit doing its magic. So I called Sean Fisher and connected with him, and it wasn't until I seen the film that I see the serendipity of how spirit brought us all together to bring and to focus and to reveal this living magic that we live in, that too many of us just take it for granted, and we're dug in like a worm and a piece of wood, and not even aware of the incredible magic and the incredible miracles all around us.
Absolutely. I agree. And your movie that you guys created is so beautiful and such a positive message to people. I keep telling my listeners and people around me, I urge you guys to see this movie. Gary, I wanted to ask you, how have you known Chief Reyna and Sean for a long time, or did this come across as, you know, magic as well?
Well, bottom line is we have been connected for eternity, and we're really, really, really thankful to be in this time of change, along with Metaphysia 2012, that tells many things to people. If they'll stop and listen with their heart, that is contact with their spirit, the creator. And yes, I met Sean probably a decade and some change ago. And the chief and I are brothers. We are Native American indigenous brothers. And we walk together. We have many ways of entering into the next Earth Age, and that is the change that we all must grab, we all must grasp, and we must open our hearts with love. But beyond that, yes, the Chief and Sean are the main parts of Metaphysia 2012, that is that opens your heart and opens your mind. And I've changed a lot with the content of the various people, the different people, and the directions they have come to be part of this synchronicity called 2012.
Absolutely. Now, any of you can answer this question for me, but is the modern world, what exactly is it that the modern world is missing here that others like ourselves see? What are we missing here?
We're missing the fact that, one moment, we're missing one thing, and that's the fact that we can live without greed.
Oh. True.
Oh.
What was that,
the
Chief?
The modern world, we don't think about it. When you come from a natural culture that is still here, then we have a comparison. The modern world is mostly artificial culture.
It's
and
true.
And unless you have lived like the natives around the world, and you know what? We're all native. I've done ceremonies all over the world, all over Europe, and there's still Celts and Druids, the natives of old Europe. So our ancestors were all native. Seems like about 3,000 years ago, the religions were imposed upon the people. And they yanked the medicine women, they pulled the women out of the picture, and they put the dress of the medicine women on the men, and it's been a disaster ever since.
So
natural culture is the magical culture of nature. Artificial culture, with all respect, is this modern technological, incredible, bizarre, no feeling, plastic machine culture that keeps you numb, and that has created an incredible amount of ways to keep you numb with medication and all kinds of stuff. So for me, that's the major drastic difference. We all come from natural culture. Beyond 3,000 years ago, we are all natives on this earth. And then the religions were imposed, and on this homeland, the Turtle Island, we welcomed our relatives when they came here from Europe. And the worst of Holocaust on this planet has been the American Indian Holocaust. And we have to look at this horrible truth.
That's very true.
I was part of the Bay Area American Indian Holocaust Project in 1992. And yes, over 300 million American Indian children, women, and men were killed when the Europeans came and stole our land. So it is a curse. It is a curse. And I believe that we are that generation now to lift the curse, to create some forgiveness, and to release all the spirits of everyone who was in those colonial wars, the invasion wars, the occupation wars, and which continue in different places on the planet. But we've got to heal this curse. We've got to heal it. And there's got to be forgiveness ceremonies so we can release all the spirits of the dead that are still here, so that we can have a re-blessing of the living. So that is the spiritual truth upon the planet. And I believe that we are the ones we've been waiting for, but there's a major key to this. And Metaphysia 2012 touches it in a powerful way, that the major key to the salvation of the human race right now is the liberation of the alpha female. is the liberation of the women, because in all the nature, the women are the most powerful. They are the most spiritual. They are the leaders by nature. And it's only artificial culture and these three religions of the children of Abraham who have stripped the women, trying to strip the women of their power. But you cannot, nothing can strip the women of their power. We have to celebrate and embrace and support the women of the world, because the greatest of global native prophecies is that the women are going to lead the human race to salvation. I believe that, and I'm betting all my money on that.
You hear that out there, ladies? It's up to us. It's up to us.
Let's talk to you.
Oh, how funny. I love it.
There's no way I'm going to follow that.
Say that again. I said
there's no way I'm going to follow that. Gary's next. I'm not following that one.
Mercy. I'm Fisher.
A home attaquiasin.
Okay, who's...
Let me hear from you.
Come on, Sean. Bring it on.
Well, I got to say, what I can say that I think would do that justice is that you can tell those who are listening that we have an extraordinary gathering of conscious, loving, spiritual human beings who care about the planet, who care about you, and who want a better future. In our film is about documenting how that can happen at this time. We're at a cross point. It's fairly obvious to anyone who observes the conditions of the world that we are at a crossroads right now. The decision point, that means we must make a decision. What is the decision? How do we make the decision? Where do we go? That's what Metaphysia 2012 considers, reveals, and allows you to find out. And I think you can tell, having Chief Sony Reyna and Gary Requa Hillboy from the Yurok Nations share their traditional lineage and ceremonial power with you, which is in the film, documented on the film and in the film, is just, it's a privilege I cannot describe in words. I just encourage you to see the film and get to know these guys.
Well, now, let me ask you something, Sean. You mentioned to me earlier that there's an opportunity for our listeners to view this movie in the very near future for free. Is that my understanding?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. We want to put together something really special for the global human family at this time as we approach December 21st of 2012. I almost get chills by saying it because I've been working on this project, which documents the Mayan prophecies and all of the metaphysical and Native American spiritual considerations of what 2012 actually means, beyond and away from all that fear and hype that you've heard about in Hollywood. And what's interesting about that is now we're here. All these years later, this project that I've been working on, these amazing individuals like Chief Sony Reyna and Gary Requa Hillboy, and about 50 other well-known authors and speakers and metaphysical teachers, I met them all. I got to know them and become friends with them all, and they're all in my film sharing their wisdom about 2012. But actually, what's really remarkable about it is they're sharing their wisdom for how we learn to live together beyond 2012. And so what's humorous about this is that it wasn't really 2012 that this film was gearing up for. It was gearing up for what's going to happen in 2013 as we move beyond 2012. And the critical marker point of that transition, according to the Maya calendar, is December 21st of 2012, the winter solstice. And that is what? 2 weeks away. So at the time of this radio interview, we are just weeks away from that transition point, that great spiritual transition point on Earth in thousands of years of history. We're talking about it right now. We have a film that documents what it means truly, and more importantly, how we can live together. So to honor that, we're offering a special screening of Metaphysia 2012, starring Chief Sony Reyna, featuring Gary Requa Hillboy, and 50 other cast members from all kinds of traditions, teachings, and metaphysical lineages, for free, on the internet, during the week of December 17th. During that week, you'll be able to go to a special website called SynergyTVNetwork.com. This is not my website. This is a real conscious TV network in Los Angeles that loves what we're doing and wants this message to be out in the world, and we're not trying to make money off of it during this window. We want it out. So we're going to invite anybody anywhere who can access the internet to go to SynergyTVNetwork.com the week of December 17th, and for a number of days you'll be able to sign up to watch the film online for free and share it with friends. That's the message of Metaphysia 2012, first and foremost. After that, we can all get together and decide how we're going to actually live together in 2013, which to me is the most exciting part of this journey so far. And at the end of the interview, maybe, Linda, I can share our film's website as well. So we'll have all kinds of updates about this free screening event.
Absolutely. And I will post this on my website as well, and along with Facebook on both my personal page and my Cosmic Radio page. So you will be able to find it somehow, somewhere. And don't forget, December 17th. So let me ask you this. Do you think mankind is going to survive this shift? I mean, is it going to be a far and few between, or?
Only if they watch Metaphysia 2012. Just kidding, of course. Chief Raina, I think, would be the best one to, and Gary would be the best one to answer that.
Okay.
What's your gut feeling tell you, bro?
Hello? What was that?
Say again, Chief.
John Fisher, what does your gut tell you? Linda.
My gut tells me that we are absolutely going to live through this period of time. Absolutely. Guaranteed. 100%. I feel it. I know it. I'm living that with these gentlemen on the phone. And so it is happening. How we live together in 2013 and beyond, how that occurs, is really up to the human race as a whole and the choices, the decisions they make at this time, the response they're willing to give and lend to the time. And with that in mind, I have to say that there is some uncertainty. How we actually move forward together and move into 2013 is not necessarily going to be, some jump into a heaven realm, so to speak, or peace on earth. There are things we need to consider. There are decisions we need to make, actions we need to take, and that is the critical crossroads that I see us at this time. Again, our film documents this consideration in full and gives people an empowered view of the time ahead and allows people to participate consciously, cooperatively with one another at this time, and be open to new ways of living together or not. And I think the number of people who do decide to go down that conscious path will determine how harmonious the future road ahead is. Will we make it through? Absolutely. Will it be difficult? It might be. It depends on us.
So power to the people, basically. You know, the more people
this
that see this
I
film.
See it, and it's interpretation of the prophecies. Interpretation
sure.
of the prophecies, there is best case scenario, there's worst case scenario. Right now, we are walking the middle road. And it's certainly a call to courage. It's certainly right now a global call to courage to each and every one of us. You know, what you choose? What are you choosing?
Mm.
What are you choosing?
Mm.
Are you choosing same old, or are you choosing possibility of something better?
Mm.
There are too many innocent children, their parents starving to death every day. One billionaire among us could be feeding all of those families, and it would not create any financial strain on them. And all the homeless on the earth, the native perspective, we take care of our own. We take care of children, the women, the men. And we have lost that instinct. We have lost that powerful primal instinct to take care of our own and not just be selfish for me. From my observation and from the prophetic material, seeing the signs, the Arab Spring, which is in full power right now in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Children of Abraham must come together. They have the same father. They have a different mom. Get over it. Over it. You're sharing a little piece of Mother Earth. Be nice to each other. Take care of the children. Everywhere else, here in this country, United States of America, the Occupy movement. The Occupy movement, an authentic movement from those who don't have anything. From all of the incredible upheaval of the financial meltdown. And a lot of people still suffering. But, they're not prominent on the news anymore.
This is very true, and I see it in, like I've said this before on my show, mainstream media does not produce the facts like independent news does, like RT, Democracy Now, even Al Jazeera News. And I get a lot of my Native American information from supporting South Dakota reservations, and I've told people to go to that site because it really enlightens our general public to atrocities that are still going on in this country to the indigenous people of this nation. It's all about educating yourself and bringing yourself to higher awareness. And I think, you guys, it's about, we're in the age of Aquarius now, or we're moving into it, and we need to go into Aquarius as the brotherhood of every, human mankind. It's the whole of one, brotherly love and equality for all. The Pisces age is dying. And like Chief Reyna, you had said that, 3,000 years ago, people were involved in their clans from parts of Europe and the Native American roots here. And then religion came in and just pretty much erased woman and handed people Bibles. And that was the end of it. Everything was cut and dry from then on.
Linda, I'd like to jump in and say something that I just felt very strongly when I was listening to you.
Sure.
The good news that Chief Reyna speaks about, teaches, and talks about in the film Metaphysia 2012, is that all of that is true for all of us to consider, and yet at the same time, all of that is now changing, as you guys are all talking about. And what I wanted to say, to add to the consideration, is that everybody's often asking us after a screening, what's going to happen in, let's say, 2013? Where are we going? What's going to happen? And what do we do about it, specifically? And what I wanted to say, something that came to me very strongly through the making of this film, is that we do not have to know the answer to that question to live on its basis. What we have is our intention, and what we also must be doing in terms of our action, in my opinion, is we must reclaim the sacred in our lives. And that's up to each and every individual person, how they will do that, the path they will walk. But it's about the intention, conscious intention, to do so, that makes the change, and then actually doing it. Whatever that sacred activity or sacred path will be for you in 2013, that's what you need to do to participate in this change. What it's going to look like on the global scale in your own life and on the global scale, nobody knows. And what I'm saying is you don't need to know. It's not important to know what it looks like because, as we were saying at the screening here the other night, we had a screening in Las Vegas, how many times have we gone through or entered into a new moment in our own lives and we had all kinds of anticipation about it, what it would look like, how it should go and work. And then when we actually lived it with a pure intention, it was almost something entirely humorously different than what we thought it would be, but better. It was better. It worked out better. It settled into place. There are other forces, in other words, around us, helping, supporting, and we might call them divine forces. It's up to us not to figure everything out so that we know everything, but to participate with pure intention, as Chief Sonny Reyna talks about, and reclaim the sacred together. Then, who knows what might happen? It might become a brilliant planet for the human race.
Well, there's definitely hope. I could say that. It's well put, Sean. I just love the way you worded that. It's excellent. Now, I wanted to ask you guys, do you mind if... Well, I have a caller waiting. I didn't ask you this earlier, but do you mind if we cue him in and he can ask his questions?
No.
Okay, this is Vaughn from New Jersey. Vaughn, welcome to Cosmic Radio. Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you for accepting my call.
Well, welcome to the show.
Okay, cool. I've been listening to you guys on and off, you know. I see, you know, this conscious awareness as far as we improving ourselves as a being, you know, to be on a level of fourth density consciousness, from third density of consciousness. And what I like to share, okay, I'm a Nubian descendant, or quote-unquote African-American, whatever title you want to hold. And I'm highly spiritual, dealing with the ancestors and a little bit of EFA science for Europa practice. And I'd like to share something with you guys. And what I want to say is I love you all, and I'm grateful for what you're doing. I'm grateful that you're on this level, especially coming from, you know, you guys come from the Caucasian race. You know, it was a really tall, high hill for you guys to climb up, and I'm very grateful that you guys, you know, how you're better than you was in the past. You know, you're more open, and I have no hate for what happened. A lot of people still have a lot of pain for, you know, as far as what happened, you know, when the Caucasian race took over the world, you know, and did this and did that, you know, there's negative and there's positive in all aspects. What I'd like to share with you is this. What I learned is no matter what nationality you are, it doesn't matter. I found out that, you know, there's a lot of people who are actually over Caucasian who was Nubians or African in their past life, and the higher being or the mother spirit gave them the opportunity to come back, you know, as, you know, they want to be Asian, they want to be white, whatever the case may be. So that put me in another standpoint, perspective. And what I like to say is, the question I have any of you guys getting this ringing in your ear? This ringing, where it's loud ringing, you know, and you could be in a quiet area of your car and your ear just ring really loud. Have you ever experienced that? And if so, I like to share with you guys, you don't already know what that is, because we went to a spiritual practice and, you know, we talked to our ancestors. And basically, there are higher beings, if you don't already know, who are trying to get in touch with us. And I'm pretty sure Wayne Dyer mentioned this before about these beings who are here, but they're coming to us when we're ready. And I would like to, you know, encourage people to keep doing what you're doing, because it's a lot of forces out there against you guys, you know what I mean, against us, to keep us in this low-level thinking and to allow a lot of dark energies to come in and take over. And, you know, Hollywood projects this whole idea that the world is coming to an end. And that may be so, the world, but the planet will still be here. At the same time, it's more or less, we must understand that when we go within ourselves, we are actually opening up a higher level of existence, a higher level of being, dealing with divine love, you know, divine cooperation, where it's not a I, it's not a me, it's a us, it's a we. And I think a lot of people these days are getting, you know, they haven't gotten it yet. We still on this, you know, while one person be rich, the other one struggle and starve, and that's not the way it's supposed to be in the universe, where the universe actually help one another. And my purpose of my call is I want to encourage you guys to keep doing what you're doing, and I'm grateful to hear that there are people out here who are talking about this. But, you know, don't be misled, because I was listening to a show one time, and a lot of us, we tend to mix religion doctrine with spiritual concepts, and I don't know why people do that, but it's like when the time when they said Jesus walked, he was teaching his disciples Christ conscience. And the level of Christ conscience basically was a level of love and divine, being in tune with the Most High, the Mother Spirit, or higher beings, basically. And if you get this ringing in your ear, I encourage you to go somewhere quietly and pray, basically meditate. To meditate when you're listening to God and praying when you're speaking. Meditate and get in tune with that ringing to where it starts shifting from one ear to another, and then it becomes a, like a rhythm. And I experienced some things I'm not going to share with you because they're my experiences. It was for me. But as far as when I listen to you guys on the radio, it's like you encourage me or you show me I'm doing what's right, where I'm connecting people to like a higher feeling within themselves and stop looking outside.
What's your name, sir? What's your name?
It's V-O-N, Vaughn.
Vaughn, I really, really want to say thank you very much for sharing that. I was really tuning in to everything you were saying and really really love it. That's what our film is about the things you're talking about, the kind of consciousness opening, harmonizing energies that we can then come together and share with one another and see what we can do together. Chief Raina talks about this all the time. Chief, is there anything you might like to say in response to that?
The human race is the creator of reality upon the living earth. We are co-creators. We've been given that special gift. The gift has been abused, misused, but principally the majority of the human race continues to be a divine creature, a conscious creature. Good people, the majority. There is that minority of selfish, greedy, malignant.
Yes.
They're there. So what
yes.
we got to do is bless them. We got to bless them.
Yes.
That's what they need. They need blessing. And with enough blessing,
yes.
they're going to heal. Now, In all the prophecies of the world about 2012 and 2013, in all the prophecies of the ancient people, there are two scenarios. And those two scenarios are dependent on what we do or don't do. The best case scenario is that there will be a spiritual illumination across the beautiful earth. There will be a spiritual reawakening where we want to set aside all of the petty stuff and
yes.
into each other's heart and make peace with each other.
Yes.
And I remember what my late father, Chief J.J. Raina, said. He said, with so many innocent children upon the Mother Earth, the world will never end. And so it's about realigning our existence,
yes.
our life,
yes.
thoughts, realigning who we are with the greater good and making time for the less fortunate. Make time for the less fortunate. Now, there's worst case scenarios. There's some horrible prophecies, and our legendary tribal timekeepers and all the tribes' prophecies. Some haven't shared them, but the worst case scenario is that the human race has gone numb. The human race has become an animal that no longer cares for each other. So the worst case scenarios are very ugly. And that means that the earth will renew herself. It means that the earth will shake. It means that there could be a meteor coming. Change the climate. It could be that there could be major earthquakes. Those are worst case scenarios. But I truly believe, and I think this is the most powerful gift of this incredible film, that every human being is a powerful shaman. is a powerful wizard, is a powerful healer. And all we got to do is claim it. All we got to do is claim it. Because your ancestors were big shamans and healers and wizards. All of your ancestors were very, very magical, pure-hearted people. Because we had and enjoyed the same language with everything that lives in nature. Now, I truly believe that that is coming back. It's coming back hard way. It's coming back easy way. And I am putting my money, my future, and all my family, my 10-year-old son, I'm putting everything, I'm betting everything on the fact that the human race, we will come to our senses and we will become the conscious spiritual animals that we are. And I truly believe that one way or another, that is what is coming. And so we welcome. I ran with Dr. Jose Arguelles, who revived the 13 moon calendar. Natural time is the living magic. The religions changed it into a 12-month calendar, artificial time. But we still are living, and we are still celebrating and enjoying and thriving under the magic of time, and it's the 13 moon calendar. So we are entering into the new mind and the new time. And whatever it takes, there are legends about our ancestors, some of the beings from the stars, and there are legends about White Buffalo Woman among many, many tribes, who is a great spirit female goddess who came and gave us our ceremonies and our spirituality. And the most powerful of these ceremonies are the ceremonies for the girl who's going through her puberty ceremony, because the women are the most powerful. And the artificial culture deprives them of that power and keeps them numb and keeps them away.
Wow.
Natural culture will return to the earth. It will be imposed upon us, or we choose to reclaim it, and that's why we have to support the empowerment of the women, because the women are going to lead us to salvation.
So, Patty,
oh,
I have to go soon. I'll make the end with, again, I want to say I love you, divine love, and we can do this. Also, and remember that we are physical beings, I mean spiritual beings having a physical experience. And either way how it goes, all that dies return to the Creator. There is no hell, there is no, you know, no devil. That's all just fear objects. That's within your inner being, your inner heart, and know that the voice, they speak to you from within. And you feel it before you hear it. And if you can, stay away from watching so much television. a lot of media is distracting. Why are you laughing at me?
Vaughn, are you still there?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for calling in, and I want to let you know, I do get that ringing in my ear, in my left ear, almost every other day.
Yes, exactly, yes. It changes. You focus on it, it's going to start shifting from one ear to another, and then the next step is start coming in rhythms.
It hasn't shifted yet for me, but I've always wondered, why does this keep happening to me? I thought it was, I'm getting old, and maybe my hearing's going.
These higher beings, we see Earth is being, this planet is being watched by beings that have been here for eons. They're being watched, and, you know, they're watching those who are ready. And a lot of these spirits, I guess they call indigo children, came here to do
that,
to influence others to wake them up. You know what I mean? Like, we all don't know it all, but we know enough to realize that there's something greater about to come upon us, and we have to be aware of this. And no matter how negative someone is towards us, do not let the energy bring you down, because you are of essence of the Most High, the being. And it's only right. And like, when I watch RT News, you know, a lot of times I break down crying, because, you know, it's disgusting how, you know, I'm going to say I, because I'm part of everyone, how we treat each other. And it's not right like that, but I also know it's influenced by parasites. Parasites you know, they intervene our lives and they grab hold to us and they we are manipulated doing disagreeable things, you know what I'm saying? And that's not cool at all. So I learned to be learn to understand, to overstand, to see, you know, what's coming, what's to come, and be in tune. And I walk with the ancestors, and I'm part of, I'm a Batala. I walk with a great Batala of the Orishas. I'm pretty sure you know about
wow.
that.
Yeah.
And these beings, they tell me to, you know, stay focused on the righteous and that feeling of divine feeling. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And you guys are on the right track, but don't have no fear. Don't fear. Enjoy it.
That's right, no fear.
I came to this planet so many times. God kept sending me back because I had to learn humility. I had too much ego. So my past life, I kept coming back. I mean, I was Asian, Caucasian, I was Indian, I was all types. I kept to keep coming back to learn humility. I'm hoping this lifetime I got it. You know what I mean? And I say, you know, I'm going to call every now and then, you know, to touch base with you guys, but I want to say thank you very much. I'm also an artist. I have to get back to work. And you guys
Vaughn.
Help me out.
Bright blessings
it's
to
hard,
you, my friend.
It's hard to find people to actually connect. Excuse me?
Did you say something,
Hello?
Chief? We're breaking up, I think.
Chief, you're real, man. We love you, man. You are real.
Thank you, Vaughn, for calling. Have a good evening.
All right, I'm going to keep on listening. You too, guys. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. All right. Great. It's great to get a call every now and then. Sometimes we don't get any calls.
And that was just one call, right? That was
one call. And he was that was an incredible, incredible human being. How cool. Sean, before we run out of time, you wanted to throw out your website. There was a couple of things you wanted to throw out there.
Yes, thank you very much. I just wanted your listening audience to have an opportunity to check out some promotional trailers and videos about our movie, and they can do that at metaphysia2012.com. That's metaphysia2012.com. And then also, we have a Facebook page where we will have updates posted about the upcoming free screening event where you can tune in for free to watch our award-winning film on your home computer with your friends all over the world, no charge. If you go to our Facebook page, and I'm going to give you that website right now, you can stay tuned for updates about how to do that. The website is vision2013.com with a dash. That's VISION-2013.com, vision-2013.com, will take you directly to our Facebook page where you can learn more about the upcoming free screening event on the Internet with Metaphysia 2012. Thank you very, very much, Linda.
It was my pleasure. And Gary, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Gary, is there anything you'd like to add to this?
Yes, I would. On 2012, the movie, Metaphysia, it opens many, many thoughts in your mind. And there's a lot of reading between the lines, but bottom line is it'll take you on a journey that will help you find your truths. But I would like to also read this very short paragraph by President Morales of Bolivia. This was a speech that he had given to the UN, United Nations, and it starts out, according to the Mayan calendar, the 21st of December marks the end of non-time and the beginning of time. It is the end of Maka and the beginning of Paka. It is the end of selfishness and the beginning of brotherhood. It is the end of individualism and the beginning of collectivism. The end of hatred and the beginning of love. The end of lies and the beginning of truth. It is the end of sadness and the beginning of joy. It is the end of division and the beginning of unity. 2012. Those words are inspiring to me. There's been many directions that have been foretold and forecast, in this time zone, and you know, we can go back to John Lennon. He spoke of love, and love is the answer. You speak of truth, you find and you realize truth. And the truth is, we're all headed on that journey back from where we began. And we all are here to heal with the crystal core of Mother Earth. That is healing the universe, that is healing the families, the members of all on planet Earth, all as one. The animals, love the animals, and things will change for us. Think as one, think one thought, and that is love, and everything will unfold. Because we are of the universe, and we will travel these roads for eternity, and we will follow one another. That's one of our greatest gifts, to know each other through eternity in different phases and different looks and different ways. But Metaphysia 2012, the movie, will open doors for you.
Well, Gary, thanks so much. It was really nice to meet your acquaintance, and I hope you're not a stranger here on Cosmic Radio. I'd love to have you back again sometime.
Yes, and I would also, in closing for me, I would like to say that I'm on Facebook also. You can reach me at Gary Requa Hillboy, GaryRequaHillboy. That's on the reservation where I grew up, and I grew up on Requa Hill, and so I was a boy then, so I put that on me. That's my brand.
Gary, I just added you as a friend, Gary. Please add me as a friend, Gary.
Who am I speaking with?
And Chief, any closing comments before we head off this evening?
Absolutely. You know, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. There are reasons beyond comprehension why all of us are here right now. And there's certainly an incredible amount of distraction. And it's just basically time to get selfish and to find the real spiritual reason you're here. And it's basically to help the human race move into its next evolution. That's the change. There will be earth changes, but it's not the end of the world. You know, Mother Earth has to change her dress. We're the only animal that polluted her dress with all kind of toxicity. Very toxic dress. So I think there'll be some earth changes. The extremity of the earth changes depends upon how kind we are to each other. And we've got to shift some gears and become kinder to each other, stop these stupid, terrible wars, and find a way to feed all these hungry people, find a way to give a place to live for all these homeless people. Now, that is possible. Let's work on what's possible. The rest of it, I believe the Great Spirit is a woman, and I believe she loves us, and I believe that her husband is an obedient male. And gentlemen, it's time for us to get out of the way and allow the women of the world to save us. I love you all.
Thank you, Chief.
That was beautiful. Any last words, Sean, before we close tonight?
No, I think I will not say anything that the Chief and Gary have already said very well, except thank you very much for having us on your radio show, and thank you to the audience for listening. And please consider watching our film and sharing in the experience that we are living at this time. In our movie, Metaphysia 2012, it will be available for free the week of December 17th as we count down towards the winter solstice, December 21st, 2012. And we just want you to see the film. So you can just simply come to our website, find out how to get yourself a free access login, and then watch the film. And even better, watch it with friends and tell friends for us about it. And then maybe we can all get together again, Linda, in the new year and talk about what people are feeling.
Absolutely. You guys, don't be a stranger. I would love to have you back sometime in the early 2013 for sure and do this all again, and let's get some more feedback and bring this planet to higher consciousness.
Keep Sonny Rankin on Facebook. Say hi to me, baby.
Oh, Chief, I love you. You're great. I love your sex.
Chief, I just added you as a friend. Add me as a friend, Chief. Thank you.
Peace to all you guys. Have a wonderful holiday season, by the way.
Oh, yes. Happy holidays to you as well. To everybody.
Absolutely. Everybody out there.
Love each other. Love you all.
Good night, you guys. You have a good one. And, folks, I will post all of that information for you that Sean just announced on both my Facebook pages, both of them, my personal and my Cosmic Radio page. I will also post this on my website, which is staying the same for now, and that's www.cosmiccoderadio.com. But check out synergytvnetwork.com. This is on December 17th. You can have a free viewing of this movie, Metaphysia 2012. And I do want to let everybody know in an astrological perspective that, I will be back on air December 23rd. I will be here. I am not going anywhere. Nothing is going to happen to us unless Mother Earth steps in. We have no control over that. But the alignment will be at 27 degrees in Sagittarius, and this is also called a new season in the galaxy. The center of the galaxy will meet the celestial equator, creating an alignment between space and time. The certain alignment, which scientists call the dark rift, is a gap between Scorpio and Sagittarius, and it is located in the center of the Milky Way galaxy, creating a celestial cross alignment between space and time. This is not something to fear. This happens every 25,000 years. And we will all be here in 2 weeks. And I want everyone to have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. To all of our Jewish brothers and sisters tonight, a happy Hanukkah. And I will be back in 2 weeks. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back in a few weeks. Peace to everyone. And my blessings to all. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Yehete.
Same to you. Love you too, Chief.
Blessings and enlightenment.
Thank you, Gary. We'll all talk again soon. Peace and love to all.